Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful for all that can join us on this brief broadcast tonight, and we hope to share some useful information. Accordingly, it is vitally important for young couples seeking to build a life together and family to know what's needed in order to sustain the quality of life that they seek to make together. There are many examples of successful families and who reared children and were productive and were socially adjusted. The most important thing is that we impart that wisdom, right? Because the more we do that, the more we can strengthen and sustain the marriage and family institutions. They seem to be becoming extinct in many ways. All right? So join us tonight, 657-333-0944. We'll be on for about 45 minutes to an hour tonight. Unfortunately, we have another venue that we have to attend. So if you can join us in that small time, we'll be glad to hear from you. But meanwhile, I'm going to introduce the monologue for our topic tonight and to share those four important investments for young families. Four important investments for young families. Now, some of us have reached an age and a point in life where we look back and we wish we could have done things better, right? There's nothing we can do to go back and change our experiences. But what we can do is use what we've learned from those experiences to teach our young folk and to guide them in a way that they will be productive and avoid those same mistakes and or pitfalls. All right, that's our focus tonight on this May 6th, 2021. We're talking from the topic, four important investments for young families. To help you stay together, sustain yourself, be focused, rear your children. Right? Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 22, it's a familiar passage of text. It says, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." Yeah. A good man establishes himself not only in his generation, his time, but for his children and his grandchildren. Four important investments for family. Let's start by defining what it means to invest. Okay. Simply, to invest is to procreate or assign financial resources to something with the expectation of a good return in the future. So you're putting something of value up, and you're looking for a return on that investment. Now, most unfortunately, years of seeing broken relationships between parents and other folk around you, family members, and seeing marriages crumble and cave. This has caused so many young people today who I believe really want to be married and who seeks love and companionship, but they have a mixed up idea about it. And many of them have concluded that, you know, we don't necessarily got to get married to be together. So what is the marriage? What is this? Simply, it is a commitment before heaven and earth that you promise together to be one and to procreate life and to sustain that procreation in a way that it will recycle itself as a extension to humanity. Now, however, the reality of bringing children in the world has caused many people to be knocked off of their feet, ill-prepared, right? And many of them went in thinking that, hey, I can have all the other stuff that you have in the family, but I don't have to be committed. It's okay. Because anyway, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get my feelings hurt. But you do everything else that married folk do, committed people do. But the only thing you're absent is the promise and the commitment. Now, if we do not teach our young people about our mistakes and our successes, guess what, beloved? This cycle will continue itself. It speaks to largely why so many young people, I'm not saying everybody, find themselves in the perils of danger and loss and frustration and anger in many of our areas. This not just, we've been talking a lot about urban America, but this happens in terms of family breakdown in other places as well. Certainly my concern is helping improve and invoke in urban America. That's been my focus, right? Now, so there are some things we can do for this present generation. Briefly, let me share with you these four things that I identified as important investments for young families. Okay? The best way to guarantee that resources are adequately assigned to meet the day-to-day needs and the short and long-term needs of your family is by establishing and maintaining a budget. A budget. Yeah. Why, Dockery? Simply because this tells you what you have to work with, what's important to you, what you label as a value to you, right? And what you're investing in, this resource, economic resource, material resource. So four things that I suggest tonight that you should consider investing in as a young family. First, invest in your children. Some people think that when you get married, it's about us being in love with one another, and we'd be happily forever. No, no. Children come, guess what? They need your attention, too. But along with spending that quality time being a voice of authority with your children, properly invest in their future as well. So some of your material resources, the money you work for every day, just like you tie to the church, tie to yourself, to your family, and put something aside in the interest of your children's growth and development. what the text was talking about in Proverbs. All right? You want to invest in the health and well-being of every member, mama, daddy, and children. Maintaining good physical health of your family is extremely important. No one knows when or how they may become ill or sick or what kind of medical bills it may amount, what kind of cost that may be associated with getting you back healthy, right? And most people don't have a whole lot of money around. They work hard every day to have a certain quality of life. But health insurance, most of the time, this is offered on the job. Sometimes some jobs or certain positions don't offer it or enough. Nonetheless, health insurance is key to being able to have some security that if you should need it, it will be there, and you don't have to worry about not being able to have your medical needs met. Then, property. Now, beloved, it's important that as a young couple, you have a place to keep everything that's important to you in terms of your values, the structure, the safety that you want for you and your children, your wife to share. Everybody don't need to be in that. Okay? Right? So you invest in property. This is a responsible thing to do, especially for young people, to understand that you've made a commitment to be together, to be married, to start a family, right? And one of the things you want to do is provide shelter and covering for that family and its values by investing in. I'm not saying you have to go and buy the most expensive now, but having property that is in your name, that is yours, that you own, that you're paying toward, right? This allows you, again, to have a covering for what's most important to you and your children, your family. Having insurance to cover that property in the, heaven forbid, event of some sort of peril, such as a fire or flood, because, again, just like your health, you never know when these things come, right? And if you don't have it, you're in a pickle, you're in a bind, and you're not able to replace what is lost, right? So it's important to not only invest in the property, but have insurance to cover that. Generally, when people have a mortgage on a home, the industry requires that. It mandates that pretty much, right? Generally, and it's typically escrowed into your payment, your monthly payment. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing because it protects you from liability. Somebody come to your house and they trip and fall, or they say they trip and fall. You're covered in that regard. Most policies cover you for that. It covers, again, as I said, in the event of some sort of fire or damage, that you can have it repaired and restored. And, of course, replaced in some cases. With the right insurance, you can have your property replaced. Some people are underinsured, and they learn that the hard way when they need it. So, again, these are just some tidbits. So we've talked about children, investing in your children. That's number one. We talked about investing in maintaining good health, your physical health, emotional health, your dental health, the health of your vision, your ears, auditory. A lot of times, for instance, children are in school, and they nor the parents know that they have sight problems or issues. And this is oftentimes the reason why they can't do well academically, right? And you discover this later on. Things like food allergies and so forth and so on. You don't know it right away, but you discover it. So, again, this health insurance and responsibly planning for that through a budget, your property, as I just mentioned, and then life insurance. Now, I know what you're going to say. Yes, I agree with you. you're a young person and in an ideal situation, no one expects you to go anywhere soon. You're not going anywhere soon. That's right. We don't want you to. Okay? But I want to give you a different perspective of life insurance and its purpose. It's not just in the unfortunate, untimely loss of a husband or a wife or even a child. And oftentimes, it's the case that the husband goes first. But it is also an opportunity for you to build an investment plan for the future. There are a few things you can do with it, with the right life insurance policy. And what's important to understand is a lot of young people say, well, I don't need it right now. I'm healthy. I'm okay. I'm not worried. I'll get it when I get older. Here's the problem with that. When you get older, it's harder for you to get insured at a certain amount, particularly that amount that will help protect your home and your mortgage itself as you get older. So the best time is to find the right policy within your budget to get you in, to guarantee your assurability that you can be comfortable, right? This can be used also as a college savings fund for your children that's non-taxable. You're young, just gave birth to a child. By the time they get to be 18 years old, this is part of your annual budget that you're looking at, right? By the time they get to be 18 years old, you've developed some value or cash value in your policy. And you don't have to worry so much about college or post-secondary education or other pursuits. Some people like to use it. You're a young couple. You start today. You don't get the most expensive policy, but you get some to sustain you, and it helps you build insurability, and you convert that to the type of policy that you can use in 5 to 10 years if you want to start a business, you want to invest and purchase a home for the first time. Those things, it can be used like that. Absolutely. Non-taxable. It can be used to pay off, again, your mortgage in the unlikely event that the breadwinner or the primary sole provider passes. That leaves the family in a position where they don't have to worry so much about how they're going to make and how they're going to pay the bills. With the right policy, you can pay off your debt, such as your automobile, your home, and other related debt, right? And what you want to do is to be in a position where you plan for these things. Now, we never know when these things are going to happen. It is better to have them and not need them than to be in a predicament where you desperately need them and don't have them. That's what we want to avoid. That's what we want to avoid. Those are four important investments. Now, why did, Doctor, did you talk about young people? First of all, number 657-383-0944. I want you to give us a call here. We're going to be on for a shorter period of time tonight, but we still got a little time. We got about a good another 30 minutes and have some dialogue here about these four important investments for young families. I want to encourage young people. If you know anything about me, you know that for years, as a pastor, we focused on family and developing family. As a nonprofit founder and executive, that was our focus. That was our mission, to build families and communities. And even now, in the role that we're in, even as a insurance producer and agency owner, that's what we want to do, is to educate and empower people. And I'd like to see young people not be afraid to make that commitment in life. If you do it right, it could be a wonderful thing. It could be a wonderful thing if you do it right. And that's why I was saying early in the monologue, the lessons that we've learned, even the mistakes that we've made, we can turn them into instruction for our young folks. Willie Bell said it best, I believe. And when he talked about how people will focus on everything but what he needed. said simply, I forgot to be your lady. Just for a second. 657-388-0940.
Have I told you, lady, that I love you? You're my hidden darling, I'm sorry. Did I reach out cold? Is my love enough?
Pre-having children and all of those other things, because it is important when you are struggling and you are young and you are newly married, you don't need any setbacks, like a fire even, for instance.
That is so
your
true.
House done burnt down and you had no insurance and you done lost all you guys done put in. It's not in the budget to try to come up with all of this money to rebuild or, you know. So, yeah, all of those things are vital. They're key and they're important. And, again, for peace of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I might, I just want to add to something you're saying about the home. If you may not necessarily purchase a home, but you may be renting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the renting catches a fire, you have some tragedy, you can lose all the things if they're not properly insured. Your contents and your property that's in it and never be able to replace it again. Happens so often. So this is what we're talking about here in that regard. You're absolutely right. But I want to go back to life because that is true. Ultimately, it is there to close that gap and try to provide some breathing room for those that are left behind, right? To pay off your debt like a car. You don't want to leave the other spouse left to pay off car notes and other debt. Yeah. The right insurance policy, and that's why it's very helpful for a young person to start getting insurance younger because you become insurable early, right, and you're able to graduate the power or potential of your policy. I wouldn't recommend them get the most expensive one, but the younger you are, the more insurance you can get to cover your home, pay your home out. Say, for instance, you have a home, a mortgage of $250,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're a young person in your mid-20s or 30s or what have you. The chances of you getting a half of $1 million policies are great that are affordable to your budget. You see what I mean? And what would you do with a half $1 million? Whatever your debts are, student loans, automobiles.
You would hope. Yes.
Well, this is what you want, what you really need to be thinking about is, again, responsibly and plan for the even things that you don't expect. And that's really what insurance is. It's the surety that unforeseen events happen, your interest will be covered. You'd be looked out for.
Right.
But here's some other things you can do with policy, especially as a young person. You can begin starting a college savings fund for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Well, I wish I had known this myself when I was first got married. But one of the things that you can do is look at it like this, you know, that insurance policy is like another child that's growing with the family. As it grows, it develops cash value, and you have resources to work with to send your children to college, a down payment if you don't have a home already on a home, or business venture if you so choose.
Now,
and
while I'm there with you, but people need to do their research about, and the show don't need to turn into an insurance policy show. But, you know,
that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, important investments. That's exactly what we're talking about.
So then I would recommend you do your homework and your research. You spoke about being young. Then maybe,
I'm sorry, that was somebody. That was Pastor Wally. He was out. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. We talk about whole life policies. And there's another thing out there, too, also, term life. I mean, so for the younger people that's moving up and that is graduating and that is building their futures with economics or I'm graduating school, I'm going to school to be a doctor, I'm doing this. Yeah, term versus whole life. Either way, there needs to be a plan in place. For peace of mind.
Good point. I like what you're saying. And as an insurance agency owner, someone who produces life insurance, I can tell you, you're absolutely right. Term policies basically typically on a 10, 20, or 30-year fixed term,
mm-hmm.
a good policy
mm-hmm.
fixed, where your premiums don't rise on you every year, right? And they stay
mm-hmm.
the same for that 10-year term, 20-year term, or 30-year term,
regardless
mm-hmm. of what happens. But for a young person, like you said, that's fresh out of college or just starting their family, we wouldn't want to encourage them to buy a huge thing that they couldn't afford, right? So the most affordable plan would be a term plan. But once you
mm-hmm.
get it and you keep it for a couple of years or so, you can always convert
mm-hmm.
it a
mm-hmm.
whole life plan. And
mm-hmm.
you're already insured. It's what's called being insurable at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have major ailment, and most young people don't, right? But a lot of people say,
mm-hmm.
until I get old, then I'll get it. Well, the older you get, the more difficult it is for you to get a significant
sure.
policy to pay those things off that we're just talking about. So the good
sure.
time
and
start,
yeah, you almost essentially are uninsurable. At yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, when you get to be our age and what have you,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a whole lot of questions for you. Or you're limited as to what kind of face value you get. I said that
sure.
only to say that we're really talking about wise planning for young families.
Right.
And looking at how to budget your resources, right, especially when two of you are working. There are even riders, disability riders, where you become injured at work or you have to be off
mm-hmm.
and maybe
mm-hmm.
wave, right? Well, with the right ride, it will pay your monthly bills for you until you get back to work so you don't miss a lick. With the
mm-hmm.
right policy, and with the right policy, you can find yourself in a position where you're covering yourself on every year. That's the point that we're
talking mm-hmm.
Well, I got Pastor Waller. It looks like there's Pastor Waller on the line with us. I know you want to say hi to him. Y'all make me feel
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I can't. Pastor Waller, hey. Hi.
Hey, now, what's going on with you?
Hey, now, what's going on with you? Tell me where that money buried at.
Hey, I'm in there trying to find out how I can recall and look back on it now. I know it's got to be somewhere. I'm hiding over here, over there. And I said, I wonder if anyone got some of it to say, man, you forgot you left this over here. I hadn't heard that yet.
All right.
Nobody called me yet, so I might as
well
just let
we were just talking about important investments for young families. And, yes, I'm encouraging young people to get that. Yes, I am. I'm deliberately doing it. And we're talking about how when you do that, you can provide some security for yourself, starting early, such that when you get older, you don't have to worry about it. That's what we're really talking about tonight. So 3072 was bringing out some very, very important things. 3072, there's a philosophy out there that you don't really need. Young people don't need it. But there are some misunderstandings about that, right? You don't need to buy a big thing that you can't afford. That's true. But you certainly want to make sure you calculate what is it that you need to maintain yourself. Typically, it's said that you should have at least 3 months of your monthly income in reserve, 3 to 4 months in reserve, right? Just in case something happens. You know, a good example of that, 72, is this last year.
Uh-huh.
There were people who were devastated early on because they had no savings, they had no other plans or no other resources.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what we're talking about is budgeting your expenses. As a husband and wife, that's the most beautiful thing, you know, to work through those things. I want to encourage young people just because of.
When I was married, you were speaking as a husband and wife, so that's a conversation to be had that my ex-husband and I had many, you know, times. We were barely making it, you know, struggling, trying to make ends meet, insurance for this, insurance for that, like, God. So if I could give advice, It would be. If you can put something else off, do that, because that is important. God forbid if one or the two of you are taken away. I mean, that would help so much. Even
sure.
Now, you're talking about paying off car debts and student loans. I mean, just to be able to put your person, you know, to bury them for most
mm-hmm.
people would be a huge, like, relief. Not
sure.
to mention
sure.
other bills that are due. But that right there, you know, what are you going to do? You can't leave your person at the ground. So I would
right.
recommend to anybody, I mean, maybe they can't afford all of the up, but you need to at least have something, because most people today don't have nothing, is what I'm saying.
Sure, sure. And to that point, one of the things that I do in my agency and staff to do is to sit down and have a conversation with people about what is it that you see your need is, what's important to you. And then we
sure.
can add that with resources that are available to you or products that are available to you. See. But
sure.
that's what I was saying, that just like you tied to the church, there's nothing that says you can't take a certain portion of your income off and invest that in your family. That could be the basis of this budget that we're talking about. For these.
No, I don't remember saying anything like that, but, you know, if you got...
No, I said that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pastor Wallace, are you talking to me? Are you talking to us, Pastor?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay. No, I was saying that I made the statement earlier in the monologue that just like you tied to the church, there's nothing wrong with you tithing to yourself, and this becomes the basis of you maintaining that budget for these important investments. What do you think about that? That's what I was asking you, Pastor.
Well, I just go back to when they say you're married. I mean, it's like you leave your, you know, all the ones in whom you used to be in a relationship with when it's a husband and wife thing. You know, you kind of get ready to become one. So that's not a bad thing to be able to have the finances that you need. You know, to not just to be giving all you have to the church, but you do have a right to know that you want your family to be able to have the thing that's necessary. It's like a necessity, something like that. You know, you want to make sure you have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, to some people, it's not something they are comfortable you all talking about until, as 3072 said, you find yourself in that predicament where you're in great need and you're worried now because you don't know how you're going to do that final act, right, of decency, and that's to put your loved one away. This provides security. Again, I want to emphasize that I don't want to give the impression that I expect young people to die early, right? And that's why I led with explanation of other usages for particularly life insurance. It can pay off your mortgage and your other debt in the event of a loss of one of your breadwinners, but it also can be used as an investment in your children's education. You may want to refurbish your home or purchase a home for the first time. It could be used as a down payment for that. And it's non-taxable income, basically. So there are ways that you can... Go ahead.
You were saying you don't want to give the impression that young people can die early, but we don't want to give
die.
The impression that they won't. So the bottom line is, I think today, me being an older person and being in a younger person's position back then, and God has been good to grace me that nothing happened, you know what I'm saying? But looking back in retrospect today, I would say for any family out there that can cover themselves young,
Absolutely.
We're living in even different days and times now. We don't know. You know, it's so much going on, And God forbid, I hope that everybody can be safe and covered by the blood, but in the event that God has a different plan for whatever his reason is, you want your family to be okay. That's important.
Absolutely. And that's an important conversation for a husband as the head of a family to understand. That's what the text that we led with in Proverbs.
Hey, Pastor, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to call back in about 10 minutes, though. I have to get out for just a second. I'm in a session right now. I'm going to call back in about 10 minutes.
We'll be wrapping up. All right, we'll be wrapping up in a few minutes, though, Pastor. But that'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to call back before you do. Okay.
All right.
All right. Peace.
All right. So, 72, as you were saying, you're right. You want to be – see, this is a time we shouldn't sugarcoat the truth for young people because a lot of innocent people get caught up in things that if somebody would have just told them, they would have avoided that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It always is interesting to me how certain people of certain experiences pretend like reality is going to suspend itself for young folks, for those that are coming up behind.
And we wanted to, but.
Well, you know, I frankly had this conversation with both of my children. And you know, they're in their 20s. You know, they're in their 20s. But I said to them, this is a good time now for you to be thinking about building towards your future. That's the function, loss of a life insurance plan, especially if you're not someone who lives a risky lifestyle. You understand what I'm saying? Or find yourself in it. That sort of thing. Even if you work, like I said earlier, and you're injured or are off because you are sick, you know, there are things that can help. There are things that can help make sure your day-to-day life continues, you understand what I'm saying, with the right type of policy, what's called riders.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that. We were just talking today. I was telling you in my new job, but they're starting this company here that I'm with, is starting to do away with the short-term disability.
Yeah.
And others are going to follow. So, supplemental would be great. I mean, a lot of people, too, with the life insurance, I have, like, for instance, me, I got great life insurance with my job and this and that. So they feel like, I'm covered through work. Maybe I don't need any supplemental, but like that even. A lot of places now, with COVID and all the people losing money and this and that, They're going to cut our short-term disability.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, like you said? What if you break a leg?
Well,
what if you break a hip? What if you break a – yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that's what's key, is that even though you have it with your employment, for whatever reason, should your employer decide to exit out or to cut it back or you leave that
or
job.
Or you exit out,
It don't fit you. It doesn't go with you. And your own policy, and again, all it's going to cover is final expenses largely, typically, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to cover any other debt that your family has, unless it's just, you know, your funeral costs. In this case, your final arrangements are a little cheaper than what you have the policy for. They typically at a certain limit, but that's important to understand that what you're really looking at is the welfare of your whole family, right? Long-term.
Sure.
So that's absolutely. I appreciate you saying that. That's a very true thing. These are conversations, though, 72. Do you think that this kind of conversation is held enough with young people?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I was young once. And no, you just don't see that happening to you. You just don't see that being your family.
Right.
No, it's not held enough, and it needs to be.
Yeah.
Everybody talk about being real and on the up and up and 100 and all. That's 100. Kids, look at, I'm sorry, excuse my language. look at the for real about, right, God forbid. No, I don't live a life to where I live by the sword, die. But no, accidents happen. Like you said, innocent people are being caught up in a crossfire of these sick, demonic people running around here every day. Anything can happen. So with that being said, and especially if it's something to no fault of my own, God, please cover my family, protect them, make sure they're good when I'm not here, and I can't.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think God would say that you have little faith because you're being proactive?
I wouldn't. I think that's what God would love. I think that would be on God.
Okay.
He would support that.
He
would support that. Yes.
You know, I appreciate that. At the end of the day, knowledge is power, right?
That's right.
And
that's right.
If we don't, the Bible said wisdom is the principal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of that getting, get an understanding. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm crossing hats as a preacher now, as a teacher, and as a social scientist. At the end of the day, your point is well taken. There are a lot of cases any of us can get in our vehicle and find ourselves in, right?
I'm telling you, especially here in Florida, these people, man, bro.
Well, I mean, it's all over the country. It's all over the country.
Yeah.
So what these various coverages and insurance that I'm talking about does is it provides some security that in the hopefully unlikely event of that at least it won't cause your quality of life to fade
mm-hmm.
or to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
That is the main thing. So,
yeah.
All right. About 12 minutes before we wrap up tonight. I hate to.
So you are only doing an hour?
Tonight. I have another venue to be at. And I got to run across town.
What are you doing?
You're
running across town?
I have another meeting to be at by a certain time.
Oh, okay.
And won't be able to continue the show until 9 o'clock tonight
Do
that as well.
Okay.
I know you've been working, but I've been explaining that we want to keep the show going, and we don't want to cut it short any more than we have to, but didn't want to just suspend the show altogether on
that's
a Tuesday, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Sometimes may have to, but we're trying to avoid that because, you know, we do run a insurance agency, the Dockery Agency LLC, and we provide a lot of people and things of that nature, and we're in four different states now. In fact, Florida is one of them.
Okay.
And
okay.
Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, and Tennessee. So.
All right. That is awesome.
Well, we are hopeful to help people and educate people and empower them. But at the same time, as we do that, to be able to fulfill the dream of our school and what have you, and to sustain it long.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we appreciate you sharing with us there. Now, so how are things going there in your area in the city? We got a few more minutes here before we.
They're going. Post COVID, and not even post COVID, I guess current COVID. Yeah, people are just getting tired of all the restrictions and, you know, their lives being turned a different way than what they're used to being. It's going, I guess. My grandbaby was sick today. It seems like there's a virus going around here.
Is that right?
One of my coworkers, her son was sick with vomiting, nausea, fever. My grandbaby turned around and had the same thing today. We had to take her to the ER, but she's doing better. She's doing fine. They gave her some antibiotics. no political kick, but we do need to still recognize that we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and just be precautious and be safe.
Yeah.
Do what we can.
Well,
stay well.
From the get-go, it was important for people to be rational about everything.
Yeah.
Even before, we should have been rational about our health and
good
health and happy.
Right.
And
you know, I was just talking to someone this week, and we were laughing about, like, right, COVID was nothing but God slapping us all in the face, right?
Uh-oh.
Everything you got out of it, yeah.
I said that. I said that on a couple of previous episodes, that one way to look at it is it brought to light certain realities, things that generally people and good people could do better, you know what I mean, in terms of health-wise, particularly African
Americans. Yeah.
It's been brought out when it comes to hypertension and pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
More than anything, we're at peril there. And that's something for us to look at. How we focus on our diet, on our health habits and things.
That's
like
it. Yeah.
Present company, I'm talking about myself now.
Myself included.
So, but you're right. There are some lessons to be learned here. So, who was that? Mary J. Blige said, "With each tear, there's a lesson."
Yeah.
You become wiser. Yeah. My daughter turned me on to Mary J. Blige. I would listen to some of her music to see what she had on her mind. You understand? I caught that one from Mary J. Blige, but.
Mary J's cool.
Yeah. I guess she's all right. She bless her heart. Pray for her.
But yeah, I mean, so with this show, COVID, pre-COVID, life insurance, and all that other, again, God slapping us in the face. Please answer him. He's calling out to us all, rich, poor, and indifferent. Pay attention. Do what you can do to prevent your tearful cries at night, your prayers, God help, and all that. Help yourself. Help yourself as much as you can, and don't stress God out, is what I'm saying.
Don't stress him out.
I mean, for real, right. Some of the things I can fix, I should fix them. Okay, let me go on and put this 106 or whatever the policy amount is away, and I need to cut this eating out or whatever, you know. And that was, again, like I said, when I was married before, our budget, we had to figure out and put our priorities in check.
I can relate to that.
What can we do without, and what is absolutely necessary?
Sure. I can relate to that. I can relate to
that. So,
and, you know, what you look at is it's a long game, right? It's not the end. It's the means to the end. And you look at the fact with these crises, we won't have to struggle so hard in our older years.
Right. Yes, Lord.
And we won't have to tell our children no for certain key advances and events in their life.
The
third chapter of Proverbs, the 22nd verse, says that good man leaves an inheritance, and it describes how not just for himself, not just for his children, but for his grandchildren. That's pretty in depth, you know. So something that we should definitely consider.
We really should, and we should have more of the conversation in our communities and in our youthful life, even. Because if you wait too long and you get too old, then what are you going to be, sick and too feeble to even be trying to worry about that?
That is so true. Yeah. No. Well said. Wow. 72. Look at the time. We're gonna have to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us and working crazy hours there. We appreciate you taking.
Are you
going to
be on the full time on Tuesday?
We plan to. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we plan to.
Okay. I'm off, so I should be good that night.
Great. And we may be able to plan in enough time to have Pastor Waller to fill in for, so.
Okay, yeah.
Even sometimes I'm working late from the office and got to crunch numbers and what have you.
Believe me, I understand. I understand.
But he's been a jewel and he's always been right there. So that's our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller.
All right.
We're trying to make it keep going that way.
Mm-hmm.
But well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to conversing with you again on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We'll end, listening audience. You've been listening to Talk Straight. That's your host, Reverend Dockery. We were talking from the topic, four important investments for young families. What are they? What are those investments, Dockery? Very briefly, investing in your children, investing in your health, investing in protecting your property and your life. Okay, those are the things. And we'll be back next Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight. Willie Bell said it best like this. Don't forget to tell folks that you love them now. Because, you know, we go around here like everything is peaches and cream. We'll see you next Tuesday. Another episode of Talk Straight.
Can I fly?